Welcome to the shower. Welcome to the shower. On this occasion, I'm not going to put the iPhone into the shower with me. I'm going to just leave it on the side while I shower. I have this. I find that I get some of my best thoughts while having a shower. So I've no idea whether I'm ever going to share this particular audio or not. I mean, sometimes you get into a shower and nothing happens. You just get clean. That's not really... I mean, that's a certain benefit, but you don't get any more ideas. So, you know, on this Tuesday morning, I think what strikes me is really how long it's taken me to adjust to getting back to the more average kind of life of going to work every day and taking my daughter to somebody to look after her during the day, whether it's school or summer camp or whatever, and leaving the dog behind in the house. You know, this kind of what you call average life. I think I'm using the word average deliberately to distinguish it from normal, because I'm thinking that all life is normal, and that average might get across the idea a little bit better. But anyway, I'm kind of into the thick of it now. At the moment, I've got a big job on trying to set up a company. Two of us setting up a company. Yeah, that's a big job. In fact, more than two of us setting up a company, even bigger job. Got a meeting with Trevor Winkworth, CEO of InHand Guides, this morning, 10 o'clock in the Maryborough Hotel for an hour. And then it's into hard thinking and decision making and all that. I was very impressed late last night by a Google Plus message that I got from Jane Boyd over in Vancouver. Jane, if you're listening to this, good morning. Or, well, it could be good night in your time, but very impressive work she's done. I was in the middle of doing with the called 45 Conversations. Imagine having 45 conversations, setting up to have them and executing it in the sense of you actually do have the 45 conversations. I mean, and you have the whole lot of them on Google Plus available for other people to tap into, and on the one hand you have the content of the conversations, you know, which people find interesting, but I think the more long-lasting effect of 45 conversations is the style rather than the content, the way in which you can have kind of almost a genderless conversation, but two human beings talking to each other, both interested in each other, and rooted at a moment in time. Obviously somebody's, you know, how did you ever get to here, and, you know, how did you ever set up Subcon, or how did you ever write that book, or how did you ever do whatever. So there's a certain amount of it is bound to be looking backwards, and some of it might be about what are you going to do in future. But the way Jane Boyd did it in 45 Conversations is that it felt very much like as if it was rooted in time and place, and that she was very grounded in the now, in that moment, in the conversation with the people. That's what I admire. Anyway, that's it. I better rush on now and get shaven, and I'll listen to this back in a little while and decide whether, you know, you might like it. God, how do I know if you'd like it? There might be some person out there who would value this. One single person, and even if all the others weren't interested, you know, perhaps I should just share anyway, warts and all.
have a lovely Tuesday. Bye-bye.